Now, in the modern age, learning how to play an instrument isn't a priority in a child's education. It's often shuffled over to the side as a fun hobby, as I'm sure you'll remember from your high school days or your primary school days. Well, our next guest argues differently. Recent research has found that learning to play music at a young age can help a child's literacy levels. And so now to discuss this, I'm joined by Dr. Anita Collins, Assistant Professor in Music and Arts Education at the University of Canberra. Anita, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
No worries. So, as a kind of broad opening question, what effect does learning music have on a child's literacy levels?
That's an amazingly broad question. Basically, we now know through studying musically trained kids is that the musical processing network in our brain and the phonological process in our brain, or the language learning network, are overlapping networks. One actually develops the other. So we know that kids are born with already their music processing network in place, and we think that that's happened from an evolutionary point of view, because that actually was the first part of our brain that developed and then helped us develop language on top of that. So it's kind of like a building block to our ability to speak and then read and then comprehend language.
Wow, there you go. And so is there a specific type of music which better develops a child's reading skills? Do they get more learning from, you know, perhaps Mozart over AC/DC?
No, because very much the connection comes from active music learning. It's not about listening to music. It's about how we learn music and then how that sort of learning actually feeds into the learning of language. So being surrounded by music is great. In the end, it's actually not one music or the other music. It's a variety of music. And if we think of like music as sound and sound as information, all it is giving lots and lots of information to a child's brain to then process. And from that processing, they then start to get a really good kind of lexicon of sound in their heads. And then they use that for language. So not any particular style of music, but anything, a variety of music. And active music learning, which is simple as when kids are really young, it's the ability to keep a steady beat. And we've found some incredible findings from the ability for kids to keep that steady beat actually has a direct relationship about whether their brains are cognitively ready to start reading.
Oh, wow. Okay, and music isn't necessarily thought of as a foundation block in education in the modern age. Do you think schools and state governments need to do better in this area by kind of making it a priority in our curriculum?
Yeah, well, when you look at or talk to any, you know, great early childhood educator, they will say that they use music all the time and it's such an important part of their development. So I think it's understood as being an important part of development. I don't think it's understood as a building block to all other learning. And I think I'd really like to see, you know, departments of education and policymakers and school leaders get really interested in this research, just basically to improve our understanding. It's new research and it can just help us to improve education for kids by understanding how their brains are actually learning.
Right. And so learning to play an instrument can often be hard, also because of the cost of buying or renting an instrument and then spending money on lessons, et cetera. Yep. Are there ways for people with maybe without the means to pay for these things to get their children involved?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities to be involved. Ultimately, it should the best way to do it is through a school, and there's many ways to start a music program with very little sort of financial support. And a lot of the Don't Stop the Music campaign that's going on is actually about donating instruments so we can kind of kickstart those programs.
Yeah.
It's hard, and actually that is what's good about it. It should be hard because it's actually a cognitively difficult task for kids' brains, and that's why those when they get to other stuff like reading, they go, oh, this is actually easy in comparison to learning music. Oh, wow, I can do this.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, starting on easy instruments, easy, even as simple as a recorder, which is very cheap, very accessible, and learning, you know, getting a book to start learning with. But then it's really important to have those formal lessons along the way. Mm. Learning music is a discipline, just like you would learn how to do karate, or you would learn how to swim properly, things like that. So it should be treated exactly the same way. It takes a really long time. It takes a little bit of work every single day. And it's something that every kid should have access to.
Well, Anita, thank you so much for your time today. Hopefully we can get some more kids passionate and picking up some more instruments.
That would be fantastic. And more instruments donated to the program will help that happen quicker.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time, Anita. Have a good day.
Thank you.